You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. It's well known that having a strong social network has a positive effect on the health of a senior citizen. But here's the rub. Older adults can have a tougher time than others finding a partner and new friends. There's many reasons for that. Take Tammy, a Kalamazoo area woman. She's been searching for that special someone for a long time.
My name is Tammy, and I am 65 years old. I am divorced, and I've been on my own for about 18 years. I've had some dates in between.
But Tammy says those dates never progressed into anything serious. She's even tried a matchmaking service.
It's a paid service where they do a background check and everything, and I don't think there's a lot of men available because, I mean, it's been 3 or 4 years since I signed up with them, and they never really got any matches for me.
Gordon is a 78-year-old man from Portage. His wife, of more than 50 years, died 3 years ago. For him, it's been hard to move on. Gordon says he's gone out to lunch with a few women since his wife died, but it's just been lunch. He says he wouldn't call it a date.
When you're married that many years, as long as I have been, you figure you're never going to find love again because it's too big a loss. And to try to overcome that loss is a difficult thing to do.
Kim Phillips manages the Portage Senior Center, and she hears stories like this all the time of older adults facing challenges as they enter the dating world. So now the Senior Center is taking a bold step and deciding to play Cupid. Back in July, it started holding its first ever speed dating events for older adults. There were ones serving those ages 50 to 65, and there were others for those 65 and up. So many women came out, they had waiting lists, and they had to schedule some more events. The last one is coming up on Monday, August 21st. This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. You're listening to a special report about a new speed dating event for older adults sponsored by the Portage Senior Center. In 2015, census figures show that 14% of the 250,000 plus residents in Kalamazoo County were over the age of 65. This figure is expected to grow significantly. By the year 2030, we are expected to have 80% more people over the age of 60 living in Kalamazoo County. Kim Phillips, the manager at the Portage Senior Center, shared that figure with me based on information from the local area on aging. Most certainly moving forward, the topic of seniors and dating will be a common one. Phillips says older adults desire companionship, friendship, and love just like anyone else.
You don't have an expiration date. People still want to be social, make connections, have relationships.
And the benefits to well-being and health from being connected to others are immense. That's according to Cassidy Ardeline, the marketing manager at New Friends Memory Care and Assisted Living in Kalamazoo, which is home to 60 seniors.
Touch is one of the last sensations that you actually lose, and especially in your hands and things like that. So you never lose that want. You never lose the want for companionship or physical touch as well. So we see it so much at even in our facility. We have people that have been living on their own and don't get hardly any socialization. And then when they come live with us and you get all that community and the support and relationship building, you make friendships, they actually seem to kind of blossom, come out of their shell. Health gets better. They have something to look forward to every day. So it really brings them out of their shell and perks them up a lot.
A 2011 survey of 350 seniors living in Kalamazoo County is telling. 29% of them reported feeling lonely or isolated. 33% said they were depressed. The results were part of the Kalamazoo County Senior Growth Needs Assessment. Did you know that in Michigan, 28% of people over 65 live by themselves, according to the census? Portage Senior Center Manager Kim Phillips says when people are lonely and isolated, it could cause a decline in their physical and cognitive functioning.
And I have had people who have developed relationships through their connections at the center who have come to me and said to me, "This place saved my life." And I think that's something we're very committed to, reducing isolation, reducing loneliness. And so whether that takes the form of a romantic relationship or a platonic companionship, we want to make those connections and help people develop those relationships.
And speed dating is one of its newest strategies for getting older adults connected with one another. Phillips got the idea from the 2014 documentary called The Age of Love. It's a funny yet very serious film following the ups and downs of the lives of a handful of senior citizens that are participating in a speed dating event in Rochester, New York. Knowing that they were going to be bringing a speed dating event for older adults to Southwest Michigan, the Portage Senior Center in June hosted a free community showing of The Age of Love documentary at the Celebration Cinema at Crossroads Mall. And as the RSVPs were rolling in, it was becoming very clear that the topic of seniors and love was striking a chord. 260 people pre-registered.
We were watching our numbers and staying in contact with the theater. And when we realized that we were going to have as many on site as we did, they actually shifted us into another. We traded with Wonder Woman because our numbers were higher.
A sunny Monday in July, the Senior Center put on its inaugural speed dating event in a private dining room at Jack Sokola's Pizza Restaurant in Portage. The owners allowed them to use it at no cost. The first to arrive for the 4:30 p.m. check-in time were the men. Greta Jenkins, the afternoon receptionist at the Portage Senior Center, took it as a sign to the women of the men's seriousness.
I think many of the men were ready to date, ready to find that woman to be with.
Yeah. So what do you like to do for fun?
Give people a hard time.
I can see that.
12 men and 12 women sat for conversation at cozy round tables with small vases of fresh flowers. Candles flickered everywhere in the slightly darkened room. Every few minutes, a bell would ring, signaling that it was time to switch. Gordon, the 78-year-old widower, was there. So was Tammy, the 65-year-old who had the disappointing experience with a matchmaking service. At the end of the evening, participants had to turn in a scorecard indicating either yes or no as to whether they wished to see any of their dates again. Tammy said she met 4 strong candidates and 2 maybes.
I've never done anything like this before, but I've always been curious about speed dating. I think that it's a good way to get out and try to make a connection with somebody, make a new friend. You know, at 65, it's hard to meet people. You know, you go to church and you see the same people every week, and it's just hard to meet people. So I just thought that this was fabulous that the Senior Center did this for us.
Gordon said he marked yes for all 12 women. I asked him, what made you come out today?
Just the fact that the evenings and days sometimes are long and boring.
It's his sincere hope that he will gain a companion, but if nothing else, some new friends.
It was enjoyable because something new, and I hadn't done anything like that before.
You've been listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. This has been a special report about a new speed dating event for older adults sponsored by the Portage Senior Center. The center is already hearing reports of love connections being made, so it plans to do more such events several times a year. For more information, contact the center. We'll post a link on our website. Stay with us for part two of this special report. Coming up, we'll have an extended interview with Portage Senior Center Manager Kim Phillips about issues surrounding senior citizens, love, and companionship. You're tuning in to West Southwest on WMUK. My name is Earlene McMichael. Earlier in the show, we aired a special report about senior citizens, love, and companionship. Joining me in the studio is Kim Phillips, the manager of the Portage Senior Center. Her center recently launched a speed dating series to help combat social isolation among older adults. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you for having me.
How many seniors utilize the center?
We're a membership-based organization. We have about 1,300 registered members at the center, but with non-member participation, we program with close to 2,000 adults on an annual basis.
Let's segue to talking about the Age of Love film. I indicated to you that I actually showed up and I saw it because I just like documentaries. I believe you told me that you helped organize this particular event. How did the idea come about to play the film here at Celebration Cinema in Portage?
It was quite an adventure. I was at a conference about a year and a half ago and had the fortune to hear about this Age of Love documentary. And so when I came back, started having conversations with some of our community partners, my staff, about what it would take to bring the Age of Love documentary to the Kalamazoo Portage area. Got in touch with the producer and kind of had stayed in contact with him. And so we really wanted to offer this as a community event, not just a senior center event.
There was a lot of people there.
There were a lot of people
and
there.
And it was in one of their larger theaters. How many people came out?
260.
So what I'm curious about is when you called these different assisted and independent living facilities or senior centers, what was the reception at first?
It's interesting because immediately the immediate reaction is kind of surprise. And then the minute it kind of sinks into a person's brain, they kind of go, oh, you know, you're right. Like, that is something that people might be interested in. I think, you know, we tend to just kind of automatically assume that older adults don't have that need or don't want to make that connection. But once you start having the conversation, people are very receptive to it.
When you would have a conversation and present this, how did you present it? It was a film about, what did you say?
We were bringing The Age of Love, which was a documentary that followed a group of older adults in upstate New York through a speed dating experience. And the documentary kind of follows them from the beginning through the experience and focuses on the speed dating, but also really highlights having a conversation about the need for human connection and, you know, dealing with loneliness and that you don't have an expiration date, that people still want to be social, make connections, have relationships.
So the night of the film, everyone comes, they're just coming to see the film, much like I did. And at the conclusion of it, you all announce that, voila, you all are going to be actually doing a speed dating event right here in the Kalamazoo area.
Yes. The response was really positive. We got a lot of applause. People seemed very excited about it. And we happened to have the forms to sign up for it as people were leaving the theater. And we were taking signups on the spot.
That particular night, I realize this is something that maybe people feel like they would want to think about. But right on the spot, how many people right on the spot signed up, you would say?
I think we walked out with about 18 registrations.
Not bad.
No.
Now, post-event, what was the feedback?
So I have a really funny story about that. So the very next day, first thing in the morning, our building opened and there was a rap on my door and there was one of our participants who I don't talk to very often knocked on my door and he said, I want to talk to you about last night. and kind of hold my breath because I said, okay. And he came in and he sat down and he proceeded to tell me that he had lost his wife 20 years ago, that he had been lonely and he wanted to meet somebody. And he was so pleased that somebody was actually having the conversation about the importance of making connections. And I could not have been happier. To be honest, when he stomped into my office, I thought I was going to get yelled at. And he ended up telling me just the most heartwarming story. And he fortunately has already connected and is in a relationship now, but he wanted me to understand that he really thought this was something important, that and he was glad that we were having the conversation.
And he found someone in that relationship. Is it fairly new?
Fairly new. He met her at the senior center.
How nice. Speaking of seniors and love, let's kind of dwell in that area for a little bit. Based on your direct experience, what have you observed about senior citizens, older adults, and their need for romantic love as they age?
Well, we want to talk about not just, we don't want to pigeonhole it into romantic love. It's about relationships and companionship. Social isolation and loneliness can literally increase your functional decline. When people are lonely and isolated, it's not good for your health. So we already at the senior center really focus on getting people into the center, making those connections with other people, because it's good for your health. And what we were finding is when we first started having this conversation before we even screened the documentary, when we started talking about, you know, what we were thinking about doing and what the documentary covered, I was finding that I had members that were saying, I'm not even looking for a new spouse. I just want somebody to go to dinner with. They just want somebody to be a companion. If you go home and you have no connections and you sit at home by yourself, that's very lonely. And what we find is that people get very, when they come to the center, if we create those opportunities, that making those human connections and developing those friendships and those relationships can really save somebody's life.
Here's what I'm interested in knowing. Among the seniors that you have served and worked with, both in Portage, in the Comstock area, just throughout your career, do you find that they are bashful? And now I'm centering the conversation on kind of romantic love and relationships. And the reason I use romantic is, in other words, it's not platonic, something other than platonic. Now, whether or not they have sex, that's irrelevant, but that they like each other that way. Mm-hmm. It's not platonic. Mm-hmm. Do you find that they're bashful talking about their desire for a romantic relationship? Is that kind of like an impolite topic? Or do you find as people age, they just kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't care. I'll talk about that.
I think just like any other age group, it varies. And there are some people who are very open about the fact that they are looking for Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, if you will. And there are other people who I don't think would come out and say it, but if you open the door for that relationship or that conversation, then they're very willing to discuss it. It has been intriguing to watch the conversations that have happened since we started this whole process that we have heard between people.
You mean the speed dating process?
Yes. Since we started, when we announced we were screening the documentary and talked about what the documentary was about and then moved into promoting our speed dating, it started these conversations that we had not had before with our members, between staff and members, and between, you know, members themselves, talking about relationships and kind of creating an environment where it's safe and it's okay to talk about what you're looking for, what your needs are, and kind of lifting the veil off the fact that it's okay to still want a relationship.
I guess what I want to acknowledge is, clearly, there are some people who, and I've been reading statistics about this, who just simply decide that, you know, once their spouse has died, that they're quite fine with not finding another partner. So, again, just kind of acknowledging that that's an acceptable choice to make. But what have you found, and I realize we can't make generalizations per se, but what have you tended to find of those who profess to still be seeking love or want love, or some people maybe even saying, hey, I want sex or whatever. What kind of profile do you notice? What qualities do you tend to notice about those people?
That's a really interesting question. I don't want to kind of deflect the question, but it's really been a variety of people and personalities. I thought we might be attracting just kind of the outgoing, gregarious types, and several of the folks that have signed up for our speed dating process, especially the women, tend to be a little on the quieter side. I had somebody who turned in their form signing up and stating that she was really nervous and this was really kind of scary for her, but that she, you know, she it was important to her to kind of give it a try. So there's no one particular personality type. Now, I will say lots of women, not as many men. And that has been our biggest challenge.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You have two age groups that you're addressing with your speed dating event. I believe there's 50 to 65, mm-hmm. and then what, 65 and older?
Yes.
Okay. Which of those age groups in your pre-registration process are you seeing a need for men, or is it both?
Both. Both. Our 65 and older filled up right away with women. Both sessions with waiting lists. The 50 to 65 was a slower sign up for both genders, quite honestly, but I think a lot of those folks are maybe still active, still working, you know, have other things going on.
We already know that women live longer than men, but that said, what do you attribute more women signing up quickly and the men not as much?
In my mind, and again, this could be, you know, a generalization that's incorrect, but I think that there's something about maybe men not being comfortable acknowledging loneliness or not being comfortable kind of wanting to put themselves out there, so to speak. From what I understand from some conversations with some other centers around the country that have done similar events, once you do one event and people get a sense and a feel for how it goes, then it's a lot easier to get additional gentlemen to sign up. But the first one's always hard.
I want to return to a related but earlier topic about the profile of the person who might still want to pursue a relationship. And I guess what I'm getting at is I notice you indicated that your center targets active seniors, right? Do you notice that those who tend to want, I should say want, because want and actually saying, I am going to do something about it and I want to pursue, this is a goal that I'm working on. Do you find that perhaps, are they individuals who are active? Are they individuals who tend to be healthier? Or not really, because in the documentary, I noticed there was, meaning the Age of Love, about the speed dating, there was a gentleman who was on an oxygen tank, right? And But I also observed that he took great lengths to indicate to all the ladies he was talking to that he functioned well. He was very vital.
Right.
So don't discount him. In your experience dealing with seniors in general, of those who still want to have a relationship, do they tend to be healthier? Do they tend to be people who tend to have a more positive outlook on life? Do you notice any of those things?
Right. I mean, I think typically they are more active. I think I don't want to use the term healthier. That's a little bit.
Right. Because you expect to have some type of issues as you get older.
Right. Everybody does.
Right.
I do. I mean, everybody has those things. It's all in how your outlook versus your actual physical condition. So I think that you could have, for example, two people who have arthritis. Let's just use that as an example. And one person is like, you know what? I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm going to, you know, be proactive. I'm going to go, you know, exercise and do things. And then there's the other person who says, it hurts. I don't want to move. I'm going to stay here. And I think, so I don't think it's the affliction, I think, or the condition, so to speak. I think it's how the person responds and reacts to that and makes decisions based on that.
Because that could be instructive for someone to know. As I watched the film, honestly, that was kind of one of my takeaways, that if you think about as you get older and you are trying to look for a mate, I have noticed that it seemed to me those who seem to have a brighter outlook seem to fare well. Like that one couple that was kind of playing a joke on the filmmaker when they were getting ready to meet for the first time and the woman got out of her vehicle and when she first saw the gentleman acted like, oh, my God, I didn't want him.
Right.
And then they said they were joking. It was a joke. They did in advance. It just seemed like they had a joy of life.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that applies at any age. I think that people who, you know, are, you know, maybe don't have such a positive outlook, who are, you know, just very withdrawn, whether you're 25 or 75, I don't, you know, I think that that's, you know, that affects your ability to maintain a relationship. And I don't think that ever changes.
Tell me about how the speed dating event is going to work.
So, what will happen is that we will have small individual tables, and everybody will be paired up at tables. They will get 5 minutes to talk to the person in front of them, and then the men will rotate. So the ladies will stay at each table, and then we'll ring a bell, and they'll rotate so that everybody gets 5 minutes to talk to everybody else that's participating. They'll be given scorecards where everybody's listed on there, where they can make notes about things they remembered or, you know, kind of note who they would be interested in. And then afterwards, they give us a form noting if there's anybody they would be interested in continuing a relationship with or, you know, would like to be matched up. That information is confidential, gets turned into staff, and then we will process that. And if two people select each other, then they will be given each other's information. They'll get a letter stating that somebody has indicated interest and giving them the information they need to contact with each other. But it will only happen if people select each other.
And here's just another topic I'm just going to go there. Some people might be surprised to know that senior citizens are one of the fastest growing groups for STI, sexually transmitted infections.
Yep.
Why is that?
So the increase in sexually transmitted infections, STIs, in the older adult population is something that has been of a big topic with organizations that serve older adults. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I think, first of all, people think that they can't get pregnant. So if they have sex, they don't have to use protection. And so there's that factor. And I think that you're also dealing with some older adults who maybe have, through whatever medical conditions they have weakened immune systems. So they're more likely to get an infection. And so that's an issue. You also have, to be quite honest, the disparity in numbers between men and women. And so if you have one male in particular who maybe has multiple relationships, then if they're not using protection, then those diseases continue to spread. And so it is a big concern. And people don't stop having physical relationships. You can be physically intimate at any age. In fact, it's important to be physically intimate, but it is important to do so safely. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to have conversations about that, especially when you get older. And that's something that we started having a conversation with and started doing some education on, is that you can be physically intimate, but you have to do so safely.
Kim Phillips says that the Portage Senior Center will continue to offer speed dating on a regular basis. Contact the center for more information. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.